once again, here's the host of Positive Living, Patricia Raskin, on TalkZone.com.
Well, hello, everybody, and we are back. We are back with Positive Living right here on TalkZone.com. Still time to call in at 888-GO-FOR-IT if you're listening on Monday, November 11th. November 10th is today. If you're listening today, noon to 1 Eastern and 9 to 10 a.m. Pacific. Otherwise, you can listen to all the shows archived. You can go to my site, patriciaraskin.com. You can go to the TalkZone site. Everything links back to each other. My guest today is Anthony Parnell. We're talking about stress management and healing through writing. He is the president of New Thought Management, Inc., and his website is newthoughtmanagement.com. And Anthony serves as a management consultant to nonprofit organizations and businesses and facilitates empowerment workshops. His two books are The 7 Laws of Stress Management and Healing Through Writing. Welcome back, Anthony.
Hello.
Hey, let's talk about the journal. The journal's a little different from poetry. Let's talk about the journal and how we can start working with our journal, make it work for us.
Well, the journal is what I call a collage, meaning there is a range of things that can go into it. You should not limit whatever can go into it. Pictures can go into your journal. Sometimes you see articles in a magazine or a newspaper, and it stands out to you. It speaks to where you are in your life at that time. Cut it out of the magazine. Put it into your journal. Thoughts that you have. Dreams is a very powerful thing. Sometimes we wake up in the morning, and the dream is very clear. Write the dream. Write what themes stand out to you about that dream and what relates to your life. So it's really a mixture of different things that can go into the journal.
And you also talk about, in terms of the journal, you talk about that in the journal, when you open up, you're really going to get to the growth and the spiritual healing.
Exactly. And many of us, there's certain barriers, however, that we have to remove. One is getting over our fear of writing. If we don't really feel confident in writing, we have to move beyond that. And that's why I have the section called Picking Up the Pen, to help people relax, calm themselves, and work through that. But we also, as you talked earlier, the power of what we believe is a very strong obstacle. If we believe negative things about seeking help from others, the whole connotation of mental health and healing, we will have a certain barrier. So there's a section that talks about the power of belief and how to start removing those barriers.
Yeah, and in the book under Appendix A, you have some. And this is Positive Living, but I will give you some of these limiting beliefs. About myself, my growth is limited, or I can't change who I am, or I'm a survivor, or life is a struggle, life isn't fair, you're born and you die, or my growth is limited, I can't change. And what you're saying is that you can turn that around, you know, and the other one is people can't be trusted. But you can turn that around to, you know, I believe I was put on the earth for a purpose. I do trust people. I mean, there are ways that you can turn that around. And you talk about, you know, what is your definition of relationship, what's your definition of happiness, what's your definition of love, and that if you define that for yourself, that will help you.
Exactly, and writing is a way to begin that definition process. Sometimes our definitions aren't crystal clear right away, but you write something one day, you look at it the next day, or you step away a month, and you come back to it, and you go, ah, now this is it. So that's the other benefit of writing. We can continue to play with things, edit it, and see what happens in our thoughts and emotions over time and how we make shifts from one year to the next.
When you work with nonprofits and you work with companies, what are the main issues you find you're working with them? Is it stress management? Is it helping them express themselves? What is it?
I really find that the biggest thing is really start with the management. It really depends on what the mindset is of the management. Things filter from the top down. If management is really practicing a healthy lifestyle balance and they believe in people more than things and money, then it filters throughout the organization. So that's also a lot of what I try and do is really work with management, understanding the role that they play in creating the culture and environment of positivity and balance in their organization or company. But the other piece is that most people have very busy lives, and even within organizations, things are very busy. And you have to get them to be able to sit down and slow down and reevaluate and get the input from as many people as possible. And that's just like us as individuals. We have other people around who are positive and focused on living a balanced life. We can learn from other people. And that's a difficult shift for some people because we too often try and do too much on our own and don't realize the benefit of and value that other people have for our lives.
Right. I lost some of what you were saying. Something happened with the line, so we can pick that up again. But I want to go back a little bit. When you work with people and you help them, do you work with leaders? Do you help them with their management issues? Or is it mostly developing them to help them with personal change?
In workshops, I'm generally working with people with their individual change. When I go into organizations or companies, I usually begin my work with the CEOs or the management of the organizations to talk about what their philosophy is for management. Mm-hmm. As I was saying a minute ago, things trickle down from the top down. If bosses, yes. CEOs really believe in health, wellness, balance, not just working people to death, but that people are more valuable than things and money, they can create that culture in the organization. Many times, just like in our own personal lives, if things are too busy, too hectic, we're trying to just keep up with keeping things moving, we're not taking the time we need, just like individually, 5 minutes a day. Organizations need to do the same thing. They need to take time to reflect and to get input and feedback from all the employees because no one knows everything.
What do you hear mostly when you go into a company? Is there one overriding theme that you're hearing in terms of issues and challenges?
One of the biggest things I hear is I'm not being heard and I'm not being valued. And many times it goes to an authority issue. People who have authority tend not to value people who have less authority. Even though those people may have been at the organization or company longer and know much more than the people in management. So that's a big shift of what I try and be the bridge for that communication between other staff within the organization.
Being valued and being heard. So that's where internal customer service and really listening to the people you work with or the people who work for you makes a big difference, doesn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah. We have a couple minutes left. Anthony, what's your message? If people get one thing out of this interview, we were talking about healing through writing, we're talking about the laws of stress management. What's your major message today to our listeners?
The most basic message is that 5 minutes a day of writing and self-reflection will change your life. We're bombarded with so many things in life, keeping up with work demands, managing our social relationships with family and friends. We have to make time for ourselves. And the best way to do that is to begin by starting with 5 minutes a day of writing and self-reflection.
Because that will center us and balance us.
Center us, balance us, and help us remain in tune and create the self-awareness that we need to be able to cope with any of life's challenges.
Okay. Thank you. It's been very enlightening. Thank you for coming on the program, Anthony.
Thank you for having me, and have a great day.
Thank you. Now, before you go, let's tell our listeners again, they can write to you or they can learn more about you through your company, which is newthoughtmanagement.com. Are there any workshops or seminars you want to tell people about?
If they go to the website, which they can reach a couple ways, anthonyparnell.com, newthoughtmanagement.com, it lists all of the upcoming dates for different interviews and presentations are all on the website.
Thank you again so much for being on the program. We really appreciate it.
Have a great day.
Thank you. Stay on the line. Folks, as I always say at the end of each program, really, write to me. I'd love to hear from you, patricia@patriciaraskin.com. This show is for you. This is about changing your life. It's about showing you the positive opportunities. It's about turning obstacles into opportunities, problems into solutions, making your dreams come true, getting the support you need, all of the above. And you can make it happen. I've been so fortunate over 25 years to interview thousands of people. And they're doing it, and you can too. And we can really enjoy our life and have joy, happiness, and success and love. And again, write to me, patricia@raskinresources.com. I've got a new revised site. I've got my blog and my newsletter. I'd love to hear from you. All the shows on TalkZone and on the other stations that I'm on as well are all archived on my site, and certainly they're archived right here on TalkZone.com. As I always say, stay healthy, stay happy, get the support you need, and remember, you can make your dreams come true. Until next time on TalkZone, I'm Patricia Raskin. Have a wonderful Monday and a wonderful week.